And it's not so you can see, it's not okay. So all Jews are mechuyev. No, there is din of dimet. Let's say ani eircho. So who is forced to support the ani of the eircho? The bnei are not the bnei achas. And let's say craving. So let's say even according to Nandoma, that kibudav is nishalav, not nishalben, but. If the son is well to do, so then Bezdin forces him to support the father and craving also. It rather craving because he has a ding dime as against other Jews. So Mele, if the Odin is well to do and he can afford to support Eved, then the Rama says Bezdin forces the Odin to support the Eved. And it's not imposed upon all the Meir, because there is a ding dime. We say because he's Eved. So the shaila of Aseinu Yezoncho is not a mitzvah tzedok. It's another shaila. The machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rav, another shaila. True, there is no legal chayv of support in Eved. Mitzvah tzedok, of course, he's mechuyev, but mitzvah tzedok only if he's on it. Suppose he's a poor man, he doesn't have enough to support himself, so he cannot force the Odin to support the Eved. But according, let's say, by Baal, so suppose the husband is very poor, so he don't say, Chayachokedni, the husband cannot say, well, I can't support my wife because I have to support myself. So we tell him, never mind, you have to support your wife, you won't have money to support yourself, then you support yourself out of zdoki. But because there is a chayv, it's a legal chayv of support. There is no legal chayv of support. If he's on it, so then he's mechuyev misad misad zdoki. So then the chayv is, he has a ding dine. But if he's not on it, he's poor, so then Rav also agrees that he's not mechuyev to support him. But Rav says, while an Odin is not mechuyev to support an Eved, but an Eved has a schus to tell the Odin, you don't support me. I understand, you are a poor man yourself. You can support me. I'm not working for you. You want, I should work for you. You have to support me. That's the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon. It's not that Rav holds there is a chiyuv of support. There is no chiyuv of support. Besides, look, Rabbi Yechon is also made it. If he's omid, if he's rich, and he can support him, so Bezdin forces him. For Mr. Zdokke, the way Bezdin forces a son to support a father, to the way Bezdin forces a rich brother to support a poor brother, he said Mr. Zdokke. But, so here too, he has a ding dime. But if he's poor, Rav is made, he's not mechuyev to support. But Rav says, true, the Odin is not mechuyev to support Eved, if he's poor. But Eved is a schus. You don't support me, fine, wonderful. I'm not working for you. Rabbi Yechonen says no. He can say, I see the Mishnah. So the pshat is, that Rabbi Yechonen is also made to Rav. That while there is no chiv of support towards an Eved, but an Eved originally has a basic schus to say, I don't want work. You don't support me, I don't want work. But Rabbi Yechonen says, true, yes, his schus not work, but since the Eved is momeni of the Odin, so the Odin is in a position to be mafkia the schus. To be mafkia the schus. But suppose if he explicitly says, I'm a tough man and I'm mafkia your schus, you are my property, so then I'm mafkia your schus not work for me. And I demand that you work for me. But until the Odin is mafkia the schus of the Eved, to say I don't want work for you if you don't support me, so the Eved has his schus. Some Milatis says, since the Eved basically has his schus, not work if he is not being supported. Yes, basically, suppose the Odin is very sick. Suppose the Odin suffers from Alzheimer's and he doesn't know what's going on. And he doesn't support him. So the Evet can say, the Odin doesn't support me, I don't want to work for him. But if the Odin doesn't have Alzheimer's and he has full contact with reality, and he decides to be tough and to be mafkia the schus of the Evet, not to work when he is not supported, then Rabbi Yochanan says, while the Evet has his schus not to work, the Odin has a counter schus to impose upon him to work. But he has to take the initiative, the Odin, to demand of the Evet that he has to work, even though he's not supported. And until he takes the initiative and tells explicitly to the Evet, I say it in the I am Afkia Yosus, to not work, so then the Evet is his chus not work. And if the Odin is sick and he's not Mafkia, so then the Evet does not have to work if he's not getting supported. So, Teisvah says, but suppose, when does the Odin have his chus to Mafkia, the chus of the Evet not work if he's not supported? If he can leave unstuck. So, because Chayovim Bnei Yisrael, Lifanis is Avdeyem, just like a regular Jew. So in other words, so that means when Shonim is Kitzikunon, when the Halacha prevails, so that means even if the Odin doesn't support him, so the Evet makes a nice living by living on welfare. You know, there are some people, there are some people who prefer to live on welfare rather than to teach in yeshiva, because it's much better. The money we get from welfare is much better than the money we get from a certain yeshiva. So there are many big Torah in New York, I don't know about Chicago, I don't know, but in New York, who prefer not to teach in yeshiva and get, let's say, make $10,000 a year to live on welfare, they'll get more than $10,000 a year. So Meleh Shonim is Kibikunon, so that means that every Evet, whether the Odin supports him or not, so he lives on welfare. And he has it well. He has it good. Because Bezdin will force the call to support him, so that he'll be living on welfare. So if the Evet can live on welfare and make a nice living, so then the Odin can be mafkia the schus of the Evet. Can be mafkia the schus of the Evet to say to him, you don't support me, I'm not working for you. Why does he have the schus to be mafkia the schus of the Evet? Because he's mamenishel of the Odin. So Mumeila he can mafkia schus him. But until he takes the initiative and he's mafkia the schus, the Evet has his schus, even though the Odin is not mechuyev to support him. So he has his schus to tell him, don't support me, not working for you. But he's Mumeila Shalodin, so Mumeila the Odin can be mafkia the schus of the Evet. So when can he mafkia the schus of the Evet? If he gives him the option to live on welfare. In a sufficient way, but if it's Nebatzeres, or suppose it's not Nebatzeres, but it's not Yabezn Tkifo, so I'm able to live on welfare. So he doesn't give him the option to have Mizenes, then he cannot be Mafkia the Schus. That's why Nebatzeres. So even if it's Yadisol Tkifo, but Nebatzeres, it's not sure to say Tkifo. So he doesn't give him the option to have Mizenes. If he doesn't give him the option to have Mizenes, then even Rabbi Yochanan is made you cannot expect me to work if you don't support me. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. He says, all right. In some days, every time I really suffer, then came out, automation, the Sophic, Rabbi Haibazene, what kind of a
Kashi is the Moes. Monesha, if it's, if the Mais Yodov is not sufficient, so by every two, he should be able to be, he should have to give him his anus. But there is no hidden zenith by Evet. Otomish will suffice here, other Hale, they will be Yochlan and see my sister, that they have been Zacho. Wait, Kosh Halishin, become a Rabda, no Mikhail Salisha. Why do you think I have to resort to it? In other words, the Evet, his work is not worth anything. But suppose it is worth. Suppose he's a very efficient worker. So then he has to support him. But why does he have to support him? ולרוחי כמה ליל שממן יוכל הרב לימלב להסעים מבניזון דאפילו מיירס יאמר עצים על שדחנו נוסחו מקומו כמקים שאידי הויו לילי ישחיים לנסו אילב משמיד יוכל ואידי סלפדה למיירס ולאמר לדמי דיכו סבלשו So we explained it that of course it goes without saying that there is no chiyuv of mizeinus to an ebet of course an ebet We are mechuyef in the mitzvah of zdoke to an evet. The Gemara says, man dem rachim am mechire ha-avet man dem rachim rachim. An evet is mechuyef mitzvah skiisho, so the same mitzvah of zdoke of mechire ha-chichoyim ha-chom, b'seh ha-tiftach, and so on, that applies to ben chirin ha-yisroel, applies to the same way. So memele is mentioned by certain rishonim, even though we pass from Yochel Arab Limalev Rasim in Zomcho, so that's only if the Odin is a poor man. But if the Odin is Omi, he can afford to support him, then Bezdin is Keife, the Odin to support the Evet. And we don't impose it upon the whole community, because there is a Ding Dine, there is Aloch Ani Yocho Keife, a Shochen is Keife. So the Evet is certainly a Shochen, in regard to the Odin and the other Jews, so there is not the Shoch. So Mele, if the Odin is only, then we business gave him to support it, Mitzav Mrs. Doki. And he cannot say Yassin in his own, because of Mrs. Doki. But the Shaili, the Yochel Rav Moshe's offer means, when he's a poor man, he doesn't even have enough money to support himself. So how can we give him to support his Evet on the base of Mrs. Doki? But let's say by Baal, so suppose the Baal doesn't support his wife, and then Bezdin calls him, why don't you support your wife? He says, I don't have enough money for myself. That's no talents, because that's a chayv. So there she was nechos. So Bezdin will have an attachment that is nechos, because there is a chayv mizinus. There is a Shittas HaRishenim, that the chiyuv of mizeinus to a wife is unique, because all other chayves, so if he has nechosim, we live in a teshuvah nechosim, but suppose he's penniless, he's not. Achleik is the more, misadrin, not misadrin. All right, even if we say misadrin, so in other words, just as Bayerach, there is a loch of misadrin, we don't take away the gizrah, can't take away everything. He must live in a minimum of clothing, of residence. He said, Machlekes in Gemara, whether Baal Chayv is Misadrin or Imisadrin. If we say Baal Chayv is Misadrin, so he can take away everything. Take away his house and everything, and he'll be on the street, no clothes. The clothes. So, in other words, we have to live in a minimum of provision, food, clothing, residence. Now, if we say any suffering, so that halacha of misadrin, the Torah mentions the gabeirach, not the gabechavis. But one thing is clear, I'll leave it to Kulal, that by all chavis in the world, so if a person has no nechos, so Bezdin cannot force him to work, go and find a job, and Peirachedes.
No. No, this is like the counterpart of bankruptcy. Doesn't have.
So we don't force him. We don't force him to work. But Rabbi Elio, it's a machlekes Hashem. But Rabbi Elio in Ksuvah says, no.
Dan afalach ve'iki ave'ize yisichi lechi afalach. Afalach. I'll work hard.
If he has to work 16 hours a day to support his wife, so business gave him to support his wife. So that's my bow. So the Rechiv Mizeh, it's a legal debt, the Yishuv is Nechosim. And perhaps even his Nechuyah Beznil became him to find a job and work. Okay, but Odin has no Rechiv of Mizeh. If he's on Mitzvah, then Mitzvah is Mitzvah's Dok. But if the Odin is poor himself, and he says, I can say, support my Eved, I won't have enough money for myself to support myself. So Chayachokid means it's not only Gabi Nifoshis about saving your life. It's Doka also Chayachokid. So he's allowed then, according to Rabbi Yechan, and according to Rab, even if he's a poor man, and we cannot be keeping to support him on the basis of his Doka, but, and of course he's not my place to support, but he cannot tell the Eved he has to work. Because the Eved is his fools. You're not going to support me, I understand. But if you don't support me, I don't work. That's according to Rav. But in Yochel Rav, Limele Rasimson. According to Rabbi Yechen, we pass for Rabbi Yechen. So if the Odin is not Omid, so then he can even require the Eved to work for him and he will not support. How will he be supported? He'll be on relief and welfare. I mean, because we are mechuyev to support all the ani. Nerv ma'ani is the same din as any other Jew. We are mechuyev. So that's how it passes. So, but from this, it appears from this Gemara, this thesis, from other thesis, that now Rav certainly says, in Yochel Rav Limelev Rasim Nizom. Why not? But there's no Chiv of Mizeinus. The answer is, there's no Chiv of Mizeinus. But there is this Chus. And Eved has, and the Tnaini has. The Odin is not Mechuyev to support him, but the Eved has this Chus to tell the Odin, you don't support me, I don't work. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Eved doesn't have this Chus, so it's not that the Eved doesn't have this. Rabbi Yechon is also made that while there is no chiyuv of mizeinus as such to an Eved, but an Eved basically has his chush to tell the Odin, you don't support me, I don't work. But Rabbi Yechon says, since he's momeinei shel Odin, so the Odin has a keach as the Odin of the Eved, whom he has a keach momeinei, to be machkiyah. But until he's mafkia, so then, suppose, I mention an example, suppose the Odin has Alzheimer's, he doesn't know what's going on, and he doesn't support him, so then the Eved can tell Besdin, you can tell me I should work for my Odin. He doesn't support me, he's a poor man, he's not a chivus, okay, but I have this supposed not work for him. And had he been alert, and the Odin would say, Asim Vizoncho, so then he would be able to be Machkia Maisus. But since, unfortunately, my Odin is Alzheimer's, and he's not Machkia the Schus, so maybe I have my Schus not work for him. And if I don't get support, he can't, all right, he's poor, but I have my Schus, and Besdin will have to concede to the Eved that he doesn't have to work. But suppose the Odin is alert and he says, never mind, I'm mafkia yosus. So Rav says he cannot be mafkia yosus. And Rabbi Yechanan says he can be mafkia yosus. Why can he mafkia yosus? Because he has a key moment. So Milatese says, since he has a basic source, the Eved, not work if he doesn't get support. But the Odin has his source to be mafkia the source of the Eved.
Sir, so when does the Rebbe have the schus to be mafkia, the schus of the Eved, if he gives him the option to make a living? So in other words, he's shown me kitikunon, everything is fine, it's not shnos batzeres, and yadbez nitzkifo, so maybe there is such a thing as welfare, because yadbez nitzkifo, there is a system of welfare. He doesn't have to es tachnunim of everybody. Bezen will force the call to support him. He'll be on welfare. So the Rebbe gives him the option to make a living. Work for me, I won't support you. How will I make a living? Well, the call will put you on welfare. But Bishnei Basiris, where there is no adequate welfare available. Or suppose your business is not kifo, the Jews like today, I mean, Jews don't pay attention to what Bezin tells them to do. So then even Rabbi Yechon will be made that he cannot say Aseinibezah. There's a pshat. So now here at least, Eved Name Bilisov, Vintena, Otumishon Bilisovic, Ye Rabbe Chayev Lizene, what kind of a kasha is it? Every number is up, so you should support him. So what? By Isha, what's the analogy between Ebed and Isha? Isha, there is a chiv. Chiv mizaynes. It's a legal debt. But here, there is no legal debt of supporting him.
It's my yes. Kasha is only that the reason why there's no legal debt is only because he's not working for him. But if he would actually be working for him, according to that Monty Omar, then there is actually a legal question. In other words,
No, that's what you said Sunday also. Even according to Rav, who says in Yochel Rav Levi, so it doesn't mean that if he works, he has a legal debt. In other words, that the Eved, according to Rav, the Eved has his chus to tell the Odin, you don't support me, I'm not working for you. Some mele, but I will be made it. Suppose the Rebbe says, okay, you make a living, get a job, you get a job, and use the money of the salary of the job and apply it for your sustenance. So that he can do even by Isha. That's another halacha, because then it's considered that he does support. Even by Isha he can do it. He can tell the Isha, you get a job and use the money, like, because the Lakonis Chacham that the Baal is, I mean, what, even if Mizenes is Mitrais, the Rambam Paskens like that. Sheo Ksusha Vinoso Liga, so Sheo means Mizenes, Ksusha means Pgodim and residence and so on. But there is Takones Chachomim that one is in the return for the other. So now there's the Maisi Yodel. The Maisi Yodel of the woman so belongs to the husband. Why? Because the husband supports her, whether he's Chayav Midrashi to support her or he's not Chayav Midrashi. But that's Takones Chachom, that one is in return for the other. In other words, it's an union of quid pro quo. I mean, the Baal supports the woman, and the woman has to give her earnings, the Maisi Yodeo, to the husband. But if he says, since it's a quid pro quo relationship, and if the Baal says, you get a job, I know you can get a job, just make a telephone call, you get a job, and you'll make $100 a week. And the $100 a week, if you need the $100 a week for your sustenance, you use it for your sustenance. So then it's considered that he does discharge his obligation of supporting her. Because since the Takanes Chachamim was that the Maisi Yedel is in return for the chiyuv of support, so Mimele, when he tells her to apply the Maisi Yedel to her support, is in effect supporting it. What difference does it make how he supports it? Whether he puts the food on the table or he lets her keep the earnings that really belong to him. So he supports it. But by Eved, there is no real support. But that's why there is a difference. You see, by Isha, you can also say, same as your diabetes Messiah. But if it's very suffering, suppose she needs $200 a week for her support, and her earnings is only $100 a week, some millions of years to give her the difference, another $100 a week for the support. Masha'in kim ba'eve did me come to Rab, that he cannot say, asayim even his own heart. But he certainly can say, same as your decho comes in the secho. So then, if it's not sufficient, she doesn't have to give him the rest. That's why Tisa says the kashe, Eved namli sofik. What analogy is there between Eved and Isha? By Isha there is a few things. But he can say it's him, I say, Dayan Messiah, if it's sofik, because then it's considered that he's giving her support. In other words, she owes him the earnings, and she keeps it. So that means that he's giving her money. Let's say she makes $100 a week, the earnings. And so she should give it to him. And he says, sir, no, don't give it to me. You keep it. So that means he's giving her $100 a week. But so if it is sufficient, so he discharges his obligation of Mizinus. But if it's not sufficient, she needs another $100 a week. So maybe he has to give her the difference. But by Eved, there is no chiva mezenes, so even come to Rav, there is no chiva mezenes. But come to Rav, the Eved has the schus to say, I don't work for you, you don't support me. But he's not working for me. So what's the Gemara's kasha nam li safik? And the Gemara's teretz is, because Avdi Mikkasel Shabbos, the Tisha says, of course there is no chiva mezenes. There is no chiva mezenes. But in the case, according to Rav, that he has his chus to say, you don't support me, I don't work. So Mele, whatever work he does, he's entitled to be compensated too. So Mele, this is the most cash, Abdinam Gulisaki. Because the average Eved, even if the Eved, the Odin said to him, same as Yedachel Nisecho, get a job. But so he gets his job, so he works from 8 to 5, let's say. Then he comes home at 5 o'clock, so he does some work in the house, he cleans, he washes. So Mele, he's doing work, so he has to be compensated, not because the Odin, by Yisho. So there's a Chiv Mizenes. By Eved, there is no Chiv Mizenes. But if after he comes home from work at 5 o'clock, he works for several hours, he cleans, he washes, he does this, he does that. He's entitled to be compensated for it. As if he needs it for the Mizenes. Because it's part of the schus to say, you don't support me, I don't work. So Mele, if I do work, so I'm giving you services. You have to compensate for me to the extent that I'll be supported. So if he needs another $100 a week to support it, and he in his earnings, he makes only $100, and David needs $200 a week to be supported. So David can say, listen, I'm not working for you whole day because I have a job, I work from 8 to 5 in the afternoon, but then at 5 I come home and I work for you, and I need another $100 for my support. So some Mele, I want to be compensated. Not because of a chiyuv mizeinus, because if I'm not compensated, so that means you tell me I say even his own chor. You cannot say I say even his own. But there is a difference between the Indian of Eif Loi Sofik, by Isha Saden, whether the Isha does work or the Isha doesn't work. If Loi Sofik, some Mele, he has to give it a difference because there is a chiyuv sheyak susam nasoyika. It's a chiyuv. But if it's a fix, so he discharges his chiyuv of Sheikh Seis of Nazariva, because he's giving away the money that belongs to him. But if it's not sufficient, so then he's not going to give the difference in Sarah Chivizinus. By Evet, Signor's cash was not on the score of the Chivizinus. But since, according to Rab, so he has his chus not work if he doesn't get support. So if he does work, he has to be compensated. Anybody who does to render a service to another person has to be compensated. Has to be compensated. He has to pay. It's a real chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv. I once told a certain person years ago. So he told me. I mean, yes, Nishaila, whether it's mutar al bedin, you know, this stuff. I don't know in Chicago whether they do it. You know, years ago in New York, so every other day they would come, Salvation Army people, they would come to the street and stop at the corner and blow a trumpet, play music, all kinds of music, and then people would give them a quarter, half a dollar. So he asked me, he enjoys the music. He enjoys the music. So whether he's allowed, so it's what kind of an issue? It's not a bit so. I mean, they play music like any other music. I mean, so of course you can listen to it. So I said, but if you enjoy the music and you stop for 50 minutes to listen to how they blow the trumpet, so you have to pay them something. Otherwise, you are accepting his service, and you have to pay for every annoyer, you have to pay. It's a little debt. You are a gazlet. I don't give them anything because I don't enjoy the music and I don't stop. I think it's a nuisance. But you enjoy it, you have to pay. So there is a loche that one has to pay for every annoyer. But an Evet couldn't say to the Odin, listen, I serve you so much, you have annoyer, you have to pay me. Because he owes him the work. He owes him the work. Mashainkin, according to Rav, if the Evet has his chus that if he doesn't get support, he doesn't owe him the work. Some melee is rendered, and he still works 5 hours. He comes 5 o'clock. Home, he cleans, he washes, and so he has to be compensated. He has to be compensated. That's the Gemara's kasha. Have numbers of it. Yes, he has to be compensated for 1 year. But it's not worth anything. There is not worth it. So it's like he doesn't have to pay for the music of the Salvation Army because I don't enjoy it, I don't get anything. So here, Dorden doesn't have to pay because nun kalsel ich ab. So dem Thema Auto, mich wenn ich so viel gehe, aber ich habe gesehen, wo ich auch immer sie meisse lachen, und sag auch, wie ich kosche erloschen, die Kameraden nun kalsel ich ab, aber und nehm ab, behelje, und ich habe gesehen, ich bin da mal ein Thema, ich sage mir, und sag, wenn man die, die Salke beitoch, die Gilsu, sie ebet atzne, hilich, wewe, das Rabbe, hat ihm die Schaumere, ich sehe mir, ich sehe dich, und ich sage, ich im Hoche, boi, le meima, heiche, du, ich sage, ich sehe, ich sage, ich sehe, kidn shim komok im ibli shim hoche madale du loshn ze abde bin kasel sh shva ze psha u le hoche komali u shmamen yo yochel rab li mer vet asim mezon kho da filu mayre du amol tsim ay shdekh mi se kho se madwa stays is it first that the machin in the adamine as he also knew that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he said, same as the Dachot in the Sach. Because Rosh Nad Mora doesn't tend to indicate that way. Because the Mora said, Shema Meliyach L'Rabu Nelasin Nizom. So it's Mashma, that the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Odin said to the Eved, Asin Nizom. So the Mora said, Och Maskin Amal Tzim Asin Dachot in the Sach. So the Chavosik Abi Isha Nesim Yitzach Nesecho, Isha Malay, Isha Luisabki. So Eben Lander Luisabki. But it looked that the original Habamine by the Makshin was that the Mishnah's reference to the case where the Orden didn't say Tzim Nesim Yitzach Nesecho, but the Orden said to the Eved, Shin Yotze Shalosn Sabdi Rashoye, that he said Asim Yitzom. So he says it first, no. That even the Makshin, the original Makshin, knew that also assumed that the Mishnah could have reference to the case where the Odin didn't say a
same as on top, but it says same as the Dach and the Sacher. Still, the Makshin tried to deal that even if we assume that the Mishnah's reference to the case where the Rodin said same as the Dach and the Sacher, but it's Loisophic. And David, when he comes back home at 5 o'clock, so he does work, so melee, the Odin should compensate him for his services, unless we say, so he owes him the services. If we say, in Yochel like Rav, so then David doesn't own the services. If he doesn't own the services, so it's like any other person who renders a service to a person. So he has to be compensated. There is no such thing to accept Tashmishim Anoya and you don't pay. Somebody renders you a service, you have to pay. Somebody carries your luggage, you have to pay. You have to pay, otherwise you are a gazlan, it's a chay. Namoy, you have to pay for the Anoy. There is a special halacha that one has to pay for the Anoy. The Gemara in Melukama says, Nashem the regal is brought up with Shisarab. So there is no chiyuv misav mazik, but he has to pay Mashenene, because he has Anoy. It's Mameni Gaboch. So, but there's a difference. If he has to pay misav mazik, so if, let's say, Ruvin's Behime, so consumed Shimon's chitin, let's say it's several pounds of chitin, is worth, let's say, $20. So then, if Ruvin's Behime consumed Shimon's chitin in Shimon's Rishus, went into Shimon's Sode and then ate up Shimon's chitin, and the damage is $20, so then Ruvin, the owner of the Behime, has to pay $20. But suppose Shimon left a few pounds of wheat in the Rishus Rabbim, and then Ruvin's Behime was walking in the Rishus Rabbim, she saw wheat, so she ate it up. So then Shandarabel is put at Rishus Rabbim, but Mishalim Mashenen, because Shimon would have to give the Behime fruit, fodder, but Shimon doesn't give pity. Behime, he gives seir. So the 5 pounds of seirim is worth only $10. So if Ruvin's Behime eats up Shimon's chitin in Shimon's Sode, then Ruvin the Balash share has to pay $20 because of mazik. But if Shimon left his 5 pounds of chitin in the street in the Rishus Rabbim, and then Ruvin's Behime eats up, so Shem Beregel is part of Rishus Rabbim. But in Saranoye he has to pay, he received the benefit. He had Anoye, because if the Behime hadn't eaten up the 5 pounds of chitin, so then Shimon would have to give the Behime 5 pounds of seirim. But Anoye is only $10, not $20. So there is a special halacha. Whenever somebody renders a service and gives, bestows a benefit upon somebody else, so it's not worth to pay. That's why the Gemara in addition says that if a man wants to mikdash an isha, and the isha says to him, "Rikaitu fana, dance for me. I enjoy it when I see you dance." So it should be a pute, so she's mikdashes. But the isha has to get kesed. Then so she's getting kesed. What kind of kesed is she getting? She just sees how the man, the Baal, the future Baal, is. Keeps on dancing, makes a fool out of himself. All right, he makes a fool out of himself, but she enjoys it. So she's, if she wouldn't be Mikudeshes, she would have to take out a dollar and give it to him, as much as people pay for dancing and jumping for 5 minutes. So Mimele, she's Mukhiyeveset. So if he says, I don't want to get a dollar, but I want you for it. So it's like giving you a kesef. Why? Because when you give anoy to a person, you have to pay. It's a legal debt. Any anoy, whether it makes sense or be safe or not, doesn't make any difference. If a person enjoys rock music, which is a terrible thing, but if he enjoys it, he has to pay.
If he doesn't pay, he's a gazler. He's a gazler. So that's the pshat in thesis. So he says, ואין הרי גסלת בגיל סושל את עצמי לכתיב זה סתאבי אפילו כשם הייתי תנאי סדח מנסח ושמוך הבוא אל מימה היי חדו יסופי כשישחי מזיינס כי מי שמקום מוקמי די מי שמוח אמרת לו שם זה עד מנקריס לשאבי ולהוכה כמה ליל שמענו יוכל רק למלא לעשיים וניזון חו ואפילו מהר so you can say that the Hada Mini also knew that the Mishnah might have referenced to the case where he says say my see you dach mnesach אפילו מה לא מוסי מה שתכם נסחו מקום מוקן כי מי שאיב די הוא נסחי בזה נסף נד ביטרס נזכיר מזה נספסי that's got the issue but because the evidence is חוס to get to be supported to get מזהנס he has his חוס not to work if he doesn't get מזהנס some melee if he has his חוס not to work. So when he does work for 5 hours, when he comes home at 5 o'clock, some mele it's his service, he renders his service to the Odin that he's not mechuyev to render. Because if the Odin cannot force him to render it, so he's not mechuyev. If he renders his service to the Odin that he's not mechuyev to render, so it's like a member of the Salvation Army, that does his service to the person who enjoys the music. So he has to pay him for it. Kommt die Kim Shade, das hat mir gesagt, ihr lad nicht in die Woche, so ist mir gut, wenn du es habe seine Mail, ich kann das ask to be compensated for. Weil die Sauke da ist auch, denn die says no. Der in der Haba Mine, in der original Haba Mine, the Machine assumed that in Mishnah is left as the case where he didn't say, say my Siddach Nesach, but he said, I say even his own. Weil die Sauke da ist in Meire, die Lörmerle, do you do you should look at the list here. All right. Now,
but the Chiyum sign is, in general, with Mike Mazaman, it says any offer is not because he's doing a way that he doesn't have to.
He can be matki any yochel.
Because the ebed,
there is no chiyum mizeinus, but the ebed is his chus. He the odin doesn't support him and not work.
Doesn't the Ebed have to work for him though?
Of course they have to work. The Ebed certainly cannot say to the Odin, you support me, give me full support, and I will only work 3 hours a day. That's the Odin, the Ebed cannot do. He has to work all the time.
So how come he has this kus, the Ebed? Why does he have this kus to say that? Why does Ebed have this kus?
You see, even according to Rabbi Yechan, he has a basic kus. But according to Rabbi Yechan, and since he's the Odin, he has a king and mommy in the Ebed, he can be mafkia this kus. But if he gives him the option to make a living by being on welfare, by being on stocking, but if he doesn't give him the option, so then Rabbi Yechan is also made it, that he cannot force him to work. Because an Ebed has a basic kus to tell the Odin, you don't support, you don't give me the option of making a living, then I don't work. I don't work. But contrabiechanen, he has this, the Odin has a counter-schus to mafkia the schus of the Ebed, provided he gives him the option to make a living. But b'shnibatzeres, when he doesn't give it the option to make a living, he doesn't have the counter-schus to be mafkia the schus of the Ebed. Now, the Gemara, Toshma, Ebed shekololor in Mikrod, in Rabbe Chayef Lizeinei, ולאי גאו שמי ציודף לרבי שמם נו יוכל הרב לא מלאב לעשייני וניזם חור so he says אין חייב רב חייב לזה נאי and if he has any earnings in the Orem Miklot he has to give it he has to give it to the Odin so the Odin is not supporting him and he gets his my ציודף that means יוכל הרב לא מלאב עשייני וניזם חור שמעם אני יוכל הרב לא ימלא לעשי מן ניזון חו אוכל מסכים דומה תימא שדח ממסך יוכל מה זה יודף אמר לרב אלא הדוף הדוף הפשיט in other words if he needs for his business $100 a week and he makes $200 a week so the extra $100 he has to turn over to God so this is פשיט and מה הוא לתאים כי אם דחלש לי לא יאיב לי כי יש לי נעמי לא יש כל מיני קומש מלון Steam or rest, mindful or mindful, because it goes without saying not in all the mitlot. There couldn't be such a salkadaitach that if an eved, if an eved makes $200 a week and the needs for his mezainis is $100 a week, he shouldn't have to turn over the adofe, the excess. How could it be? How could it be? He's momene of the order. So, and whatever is over and above the amount that is necessary for the